This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Sunday, June 10th. God's word to you today is, do it quickly. Our scripture reading is taken from Ephesians 4, 26 to 27, the Good News Version, and it says, if you become angry, do not let your anger lead you into sin. And do not stay angry all day. Don't give the devil the chance. The fifth way to deal with difficult people is resolve the conflict quickly. The question is, should a Christian ever get angry? Did Jesus ever get angry? Yes, Jesus did, but that is not a license to be short-fused. Inevitably, sometimes we get angry, but God's word says in Ephesians 4:27, never go to bed angry. Back in the day, when my wife and I get into a husband and wife argument or a heated argument, guess what she does? She just waits until it gets darker and she says, the word of God says, don't let the sun go down on your anger. And it would make me really upset, but that is the word of God. So you can say this is me giving a tip to the married people and those that are yet to be married. However, you can only use this tool if both of you are submitting to God's word. If your spouse does not care about God or God's word, it will not work. The truth is that most times it is our pride that keeps us from resolving our anger. The way I deal with this is, I start saying to myself, when I swallow my anger, my stomach has sores, but when I swallow my pride, my stomach has joy. My advice, swallow your pride. Confrontation is the only way to resolve conflict. In conflict resolution, the confrontation approach is conducted by advocacy or by inquiry. If you go by inquiry, you will always get conflicts resolved. When confronting an issue in an inquiry, according to James 1 verse 19, everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. The key is when you are listening, listen for the person's hurt. What is the point of their pain? Then when you discover it, empathize. Do not ridicule their point of pain. For instance, in counseling married couples, let's say the wife finally realizes the man's point of pain, and then her first response is that what you are complaining about? That is not the way to respond to another person's pain. Empathize. Let the other person know that his pain or her pain means something to you. If you do not feel like that, then you need to grow up. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, please help me daily to be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to anger. Help me live by your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.